11. Jesse was still in his office at 7 o'clock. Some days he was headed home by now, but not many. The nights alone were getting longer and longer with Sonny away. Cole was experiencing in real time what the first year of law school was really like, which meant boot camp. "You ever feel outgunned?" he'd said to his father the last time they'd talked. "Never," Jesse had told him. "When Mom was alive, she wanted me to be a lawyer and not a cop," he said. "You think she knows I'm finally doing it? The lawyer thing, I mean?" "She always knew everything," Jesse said. "No reason for her to change course now." "Damn, this shit is hard," Cole said. "Head down," Jesse said. "Eyes up." He finally walked outside and got into the Explorer, drove home, turned on the television. The Sox game against the Rays just starting. He wondered if this would be one of the nights when he'd still be awake by the time the game ended. As much as he loved baseball, as much as he knew it would always be in his DNA, even he could watch only so much of it, especially the way the Sox had played the first couple months of the season. He went into the kitchen, thinking he would pan-fry a steak, throw some mushrooms on it, bake himself a potato. Then he was opening the cupboard where he'd always kept the scotch, thinking of all the nights when baseball and scotch were all the company he needed, until he wasn't awake for the end of the game because he was passed out drunk. Maybe what he really needed tonight was a meeting. He hadn't been to one in a couple of weeks. "It's when you drop your guard," Dick said, "that you get tagged so hard you end up on Queer Street." "Not sure they still call it that," Jesse said. "Obvious reasons." "Queer Street by any other name," Dick said. Jesse didn't want a drink tonight. He didn't get the urge every night, not even most, just some. Sometimes the urge was stronger than at other times. He stood and stared into the empty cupboard. In his mind, the bottle was always there. He imagined himself uncapping it now. Dewar's or Johnny Walker or whatever it was, checking to see how much was in there, telling himself that tonight was finally going to be the one when he learned how to pace himself, even drinking alone, deciding whether to mix it with soda or just splash some over ice. "My amber waves," he used to think. He shook his head now, shaking himself out of his reverie, making a plan for himself, a checklist, knowing he wanted to talk to Lawton and Singer and Barone and the other members of the board, ask them if they'd noticed anything unusual about Neil O'Hara's behavior lately. Had they seen the signs of depression that Kate had talked about? Had any of them ever heard him mention a gun? When was the last time any of them had spoken to him? Do it by the numbers. He would decide on the order in which he wanted to talk to all the players in the game tomorrow. For now, he watched the Red Sox, not falling asleep one time. He was wide awake when it ended around 11, another modern ballgame that had gone on far too long. He picked up his phone and called Sonny. She answered right away. "If you start heavy breathing," she said, "I'm calling the police." "I am the police," he said. "You must need help fighting crime," she said. "Maybe I just miss you," he said. "I thought we weren't going to do this. Miss each other? Call when we did." There was a silence so long that Jesse checked the screen of his phone to make sure they were still connected. He could hear voices in the background. "Where are you?" he said. "Out to dinner," she said, and left it at that. He let her leave it at that. "Aren't you up late, Chief?" she said. It was as if she were changing the subject, though Jesse frankly wasn't sure what the subject was. He told her about Neil O'Hara, about him being left-handed, about the angle of the bullet, about him having gotten himself sideways with Singer and Barone. "You think the guy killed himself?" "Do not." "But you can't officially rule it out," she said. "Cannot." I see you're as chatty as ever, Chief Stone. Been a while since we talked, he said. I could be out of practice.
It'll come back to you, she said, like riding a bike.
You sure? He said. Another silence, longer than before. How's your case going? Jesse said.
They lie a lot out here, Sonny said.
I could have told you, Jesse said.
Listen, she said, I've got to get back to the table. I'll call when we have more time.
I've actually got all the time in the world. She ended the call before he did. He shut off the post-game show and the lights in the living room and took one more look out at the ocean, just to make sure it was still there. He walked into his second bedroom, the one where Cole slept when he'd stay the night, and opened the middle drawer and pulled out the napkin.